Third parak in Medarim, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 11th Mishnah. Koinim sheni nenen of name noyach, muta be Yisrael. We are discussing different lashonos of Medarim. What do they include? So if you say, I'm not going to have enough of them, b'nei noyach, you're permitted Jews, even though Jews are also descendants of Noach. But the term b'nei noyach means non-Jews. Also, b'umas ha'olam is also all the nations of the world. Sheni nenen of zer Avram. He says, I will not have enough from the seed of Avram. Also be Yisrael, muta b'umas ha'olam. The descendants of Avram, that term refers to Klal Yisrael. Esav and Yishmael were children of Avram Avinu, but when a person uses the term Zera Avram, is referring to Klal Yisrael. Sheinan El Yisrael, he says, I'm not going to have enough from Klal Yisrael, so now he wants to buy something. So the question is, if I buy from him, maybe I'm having enough from him. Maybe he's having enough from me. Depends who wants the deal. So it says, what do you do? He said, when he buys something, he has to overpriced a little bit, so he shouldn't be nene from them. When he sells to them, he should sell below the price, so he won't be nene from the sale. Yisrael nenim li, if he says, I don't want Yisrael to have enough from me, then the other way around. Yisrael lokech bepachas, when he buys something, he buys it underpriced, that's why they're not having enough from the fact they sold to him, because they're selling it underpriced. When he sells it to them, he sells it to overpriced, im shayimim lo, if they're going to go to his store. Special overpriced store. You never know. May work.
Buy now before supplies run out.
Yeah. Shein and Nedel have heim li. If I say that I will not have enough from them, they will not have enough from me. Yenel and Nochim. Then there's no way of selling and buying from Jews, because either way you go, somebody's going to have enough. Therefore, you should just buy or sell to non-Jews. Koyim sheini Nedel Arelim. He makes a Nedel that he will not have enough from Arelim. Term of Arelim generally means a person doesn't have a bris. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah says it doesn't go that way. Mutab Arelim Yisrael, but also Bamuli Umois. Arelim is a synonym for a Jew. So even as a Jew without a bris, he's not considered Arelim. And a guy even with a bris is considered an Arel. Koyim sheini Nedel Mulim. If he says I will not have enough from a person as a Mila, Mulim, also Arelim Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, even if they don't have a bris, they're considered mulim. Mutav and mulay akum, and akum are never called mulim. Shein ola kruya al shema akum. The term ola, closed up, is a terminology used for goyim. Shenema ki kol ha goyim areilim v'chol beis Yisrael arli leiv. Or the goyim are areilim, and beis Yisrael had a closed heart. But the term areilim is going on the goy. V'hoya plishti oril is it? The plishti, Goliath was called the oril. So once again, these are called, goyim are called areilim. Rabbi Lezer and Azariah oimer meusa olos and is gana barushoyim. Ola is considered a disgusting thing. It was used to use in words of despising the rishoyim. Shenema we call goyim areilim. Rabbi Yishmael lama gedayla mila. Mila is wonderful. Shenichus nichus olav shloishes ribrises. The Torah has the 13 brises. That were made at the time of the bris milah with Avram Avinu. It says the word bris 13 times over it. Rabbi Yosef Megdayla Mila Shadoichas Shabbos Hachamura. The person has to make a bris on the 8th day of Shadoichas Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Kochay Megdayla Mila Mila Sagreit Shloim Nitla by Moshe Hatzadik Olav Molisho. When Moshe Hatzadik, if someone asks you, how do we know Moshe is a tzadik? We have many sources. One of the sources is the Mishnah. Mishnah calls him Moshe Hatzadik. Ram calls him Moshe Hatzadik. I'll call upon him that he didn't do the mila and he was kemat killed by the snake over there. Yeah, Rabbi Nechemiah Oimer, Gdoyle Mila Shadoichas and Agoyim. If a person has saras on the area of the mila, he's allowed to cut it off. Rabbi Oimer, Gdoyle Mila Shakol, Amitzah Shos, Avram Avinu Lornikris, Sholem, At Shemol. Avram Avinu, with all the mitzvahs he did, was not considered Sholem, complete, till he did the mila Shenema, Selech Lefonavi, Tomim. I did the mila, you'll be complete. Davarach, Gdoyle Mila, Shemboli, he, if it won't be for the bris mila, like Borak, or the Shboch, Zaylamu. Because both wanted to be a nation that has a bris mila and are connected to Hashem. Shenema koyamar Hashem lebris yom v'layla chukos shemayim va'oz li samti. If it wouldn't be for the bris, I would not make the laws of heaven and earth. I would have not created the world.